Hello, and welcome to the Major Gifts Fundraiser Podcast. I'm Monica Van Deventer. Let me tell you a little bit about the tribe we're building here at Major Gifts Fundraiser. We're working with people like you who want to be among the very best in this field. You want to accomplish great things. You want to challenge yourself. You want to grow, and you are up for going on a journey because you know a journey is what it takes to become the very best version of yourself. You're listening to this podcast because you know that in order to be a great fundraiser, you have to spend time thinking about how you'll be a great fundraiser. You can learn more about our new online training programs at majorgiftsfundraiser.com. And without further ado, here's Clark.
Buenos dias, mis amigos. Clark Van Deventer here from Major Gifts Fundraiser. Hope that you are having a great day. All right. It's January 26th, and man, it's been one heck of a start to the year so far. I love charging out of the gate on a new year. For years, I had a tradition where I always traveled on the first business day of the year. A few years ago, we were living in Guatemala. I remember my daughter and I, it was New Year's Day, it was like 10 in the morning, New Year's Day, it was the weekend. I still had a few days where I was off work before I was going to be back at my desk. And there it is, like 10 o'clock in the morning, New Year's Day. And my daughter and I'm just like, let's go. So we lived on this lake in Guatemala, and we went, got on a boat, went to this town on the other side of the lake, spent some time in a couple of different towns, got a hotel, made a little adventure of it for the first 2 days of the year. And both of us on that trip, we had this thing where we were like, this is what we kept saying. If you want to have an epic year and you don't have an epic first day, you're falling behind. All right. So that was the same approach that I've had for years with always traveling on the first business day of the year. I was like, I am going to set the tone for the year. The most important thing I do as a fundraiser is sit in people's living rooms, or it's sit in their office. It's meet with people face to face. It is by far the most important thing I do. And I will say this about meetings. All of my problems tend to go away when I am meeting with people. It's like I'm in the office and there's this other thing I'm trying to do and I'm not making the progress I want to make. And you may be tempted to say, I can't travel. I can't meet with donors because I'm stuck here trying to get this thing done. I'm trying to work on this list or pull that data or work on our email sequence or work on our thank you sequence or get out our newsletter or put out that fire or whatever. But I find that if I just ignore this stuff, the world keeps turning. And amazing things happen when I am sitting in donors' living rooms. And the amazing stuff that happens by me sitting in a donor's living room is like 1,000 times better than the little inconvenience of that thing I ignored in my office not getting done. Like, even if I had gotten it done, like the thing that I was going to accomplish in the office isn't nearly as good, isn't nearly as impactful as the stuff that happens when I'm in the donor's living room. So do the important things. Think about it. Like, have you ever had something really important that you were working on? Or you believed it was really important? Like the stakes were so high. And then something happened and you absolutely had to be away. This just happened to me. Like, you were doing something that was completely essential and then you had no choice but to step away from your work. And when you stepped away, the world did not fall apart. And it's very humbling. It is. But it should also be empowering. It should be empowering. This has happened to you at some point in your life. I know it. you've been doing something that you thought was completely essential, and something happened that required you to step away from work. And lo and behold, when you stepped away, the world did not fall apart. The world kept turning. So if that happens when you absolutely have to 100% step away from work, like not be engaged in work, why not just do that, but actually work? Actually do the most important things, which is be in the living room or in the office, preferably the living room, but I'll take the office, of your donors. So knowing this, you should feel emboldened to focus on the most important things, to ignore your inbox, to look at your list of donors, to rank them, to make sure you're focusing on the right ones, and to pick up the phone and book some meetings. And then schedule some other meetings around those, like people you don't know, discovery meetings, where you are discovering, right? A discovery meeting is a meeting where the point is to discover whether or not these new people are qualified prospects. And maybe, just maybe, you're going to find your next big one. So I remember years ago, I went to San Diego. I had a few donors in the San Diego area. This was really early in my career at the Reagan Ranch. And in the San Diego area, I had two donors who I was cultivating for $20,000 gifts. And I must have been 22, 23 years old at the time. But in addition, I had these two donors who I had probably hosted at the ranch. I had hosted at the ranch, and I was going to San Diego. I had these two people I wanted to close $20,000 gifts from. But in addition to those meetings, of course, I booked meetings with other people, discovery meetings, people I didn't know, but I wanted to discover whether or not these people were qualified prospects. And again, the whole point of a discovery meeting is to discover whether or not someone is a qualified prospect. And I am telling you, there's a good chance that you, okay, maybe you're awesome and not you, but man, wouldn't you hate to know that you have been in someone's house, you have sat in their living room, you have met with them, and this person has given million-dollar gifts to other organizations, and you didn't know how to ask the right questions to get them to volunteer that information. But this happens all the time. This is a huge, huge missed opportunity. Because among fundraisers, there are so few who will actually book meetings. Like, so many are just stuck in the office. But even among the ones who are smart enough to book meetings, most of them, the vast majority of them, they actually go sit in people's living rooms and they don't know how to ask the questions to unearth whether or not someone is a major gift prospect. What a waste. Like, what a waste. And man, if that's you, if you feel like you don't know how to unearth whether or not someone's a major gift prospect, you have to solve that problem. Like, this is your ceiling. Brian Tracy talks about this in his writings and his audiobooks and his programs about how, like, that for you, if you don't know how to unearth that information, there's a ceiling. And I'm just telling you, you've got a really low ceiling. You've got to solve that problem. But I remember this trip to San Diego years ago and those two donors I was cultivating for $20,000 gifts. And I remember lots of discovery meetings in San Diego, not just on that trip, but on several trips. And I remember lots of discovery meetings that have no remarkable ending. But on one trip in particular, I remember a meeting, a discovery meeting that I did with a couple. And that couple, they were very much qualified prospects. And I was going to San Diego to see two prospective $20,000 donors. And those donors would eventually give those gifts and they'd give subsequent gifts. But the gifts that would come from that one discovery meeting, whew, those were some big gifts. Not immediately, but over time. So book some meetings. Like, pick up the phone. Book some meeting. Look at the key people. Look at your list. Who are the key people that you really want to see this year? And book some meetings. And then book some meetings around them. And go out there and get in the way of success. You may have heard me talk about this before. Success is like a river. It's flowing. And if you'll just step out of your office, you can't help but get swept up in it. All right. So this year, the start of my year has been different. And on Christmas Day, we got the call that my wife's mom, she had already been in the hospital, but she was being moved to ICU. So talk about the most important things we do. The most important thing you do as a fundraiser is sit in people's living rooms. Like, forget the staff meetings, get in living rooms. All right. But at that moment, Christmas Day, day after Christmas, like, the most important thing for me to do was be with my family. So we drove to Santa Barbara from our house in Lake Tahoe. We were in Tahoe for the holidays. 26th, we wake up, we drive to Santa Barbara, spend some time with my mother-in-law and the family. But then on January 3rd, my son and I, we flew back to our house in Alabama for him to start his first semester of dual enrollment. We were here on we land here like midnight on the 3rd. We're here all day the 4th. And then on the morning of the 5th, my wife called. And my mother-in-law had cancer for 30 plus years. And the past few years have been really rough. And there have been so many times when things looked so bleak, but she always rebounded, always. But on the 5th, when we'd been back in Alabama for a day, my wife called and was like, come now, like, this is it. And that's when everything stops. When there are no meetings, you don't reply to emails. And I remember thinking, like, I get one chance. This is it. I have one chance in my life to be there for my wife as she says goodbye to her mom. This is it. I'll never get another chance to do this. And this was the first time either Monica or I lost a parent. In this process, I kept thinking about this Japanese author, Haruki Murakami. And he wrote this thing I read once about growing old, where he basically wrote, like, look, I've never done this before. If I'd done it before, I'd be better at it. But this is my first time, so I'm learning as I go here. And that's how I felt in the process losing Monica's mom. And if you've been through this with a parent, or any, like, losing someone really close to you, you know, it's really, really hard. Maybe you can relate to this. For us, I would say that there was this essential part of the universe. Like, the universe worked because Monica's mom was in it. And here we are. I mean, she's been gone 20 days. And it just feels like the universe isn't working the way it's supposed to anymore. But I share this because I know I can be pretty aggressive in terms of pushing you to be selfish toward your goals, to, like, get your mind focused on what you want and go after it. Book your meetings. Like, the stuff in the office will take care of itself. That's true, but the stuff at home will not. And I know you've been told this before. You've seen the social media memes. You've seen the TikTok videos with the inspirational music in the background. So I know you've heard it before, but I'll tell you again, like, you are replaceable at work, but you are not replaceable at home. And if there's one place where you really want to excel, where you really want to be awesome, it's with your family. All right, that's it. Hey, one final thing. This is last call. All right, I have talked about this on the podcast before, but this is the last call. All right, February 8th, it's a Thursday, we are launching a new session of group coaching cohorts. You have until January 31st to sign up. All right, January 31, that's the deadline. All right, that's it. For just $500, I'm going to personally walk you through our flagship training, Peak Performance Fundraising, and you are going to be able to join 10 group coaching calls. All right, so as an athlete, I love being challenged by my running friends, cycling buddies. They just make me better. There's accountability. There's also a bit of a competitive nature that kicks in. We just become better in community, especially when we are in a community with people who share our commitment to excellence. So these group coaching cohorts, like, look, I'll love doing these Zoom calls with you, but here's what I believe. I believe we make a decision to be great in a moment, to do our work with excellence. And it's a personal decision. But we work that out in community. And these group coaching cohorts give you an opportunity to join a small group of peers who are wrestling with the same challenges you are. And they are just like you in that they are striving to be better. So it's $500 and you'll be joining a community and developing friendships that have the potential. This isn't a guarantee. I'm just saying there's a chance that you are joining a community and developing friendships that have the potential to last a lifetime. All right, if you are interested, email me. You can reserve your spot right now by just emailing me. That's all you got to do. Like, email me, reserve your spot. Clark@majorgiftsfundraiser.com is the email. Clark@majorgiftsfundraiser.com. You can also email me if you need more information, if you need something to show your boss to justify you spending $500. But just do it. All right, do it. It's like my Ben Stiller. Starsky and Hutch, do it. Do it. All right, email Clark@majorgiftsfundraiser.com. All right, that's it. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.
Hey, Monica here. I hope you've been enjoying the podcast and getting some great bits of information from each episode. I want to take just a minute and talk with you about how you can work with Clark as your development coach, or as he likes to put it, your mountain guide. If you were going to trek into the mountains, you may hire a mountain guide. If it's a big mountain and you don't know the terrain and you don't have experience in those parts, you certainly should have a guide. So when it comes to nonprofit development and major gifts fundraising, Clark can be that guide. He has been in these mountains before. He has over 20 years of experience and has raised millions of dollars for all different types of organizations. He knows what to expect. He's seen a lot. He knows the terrain. And like a mountain guide, he can help you. He can't take the steps for you, but he can take them with you. He has a map. He has a plan. He knows the weather. He can be your guide. So if you're looking for a coach to help take you to new heights, we're here to help. We can put together a custom coaching package that works for you. For more information, reach out to me on email at monica@majorgiftsfundraiser.com. That's Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A, @majorgiftsfundraiser.com.